We continue today in our journey through the Siddur, and we find ourselves by the Tila, the beautiful Tila of Matovu. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov Mishkin Osecha Yisrael. How good are your tents, Yaakov Mishkin Osecha, your dwelling places, Yisrael. A phrase so beautiful, a phrase actually uttered by none other than Bilam. Bilam, the prophet, the Gentile prophet, who was hired by Balak to curse the Jewish people. And not only is he unable to curse the Jewish people, but he delivers some of the most beautiful and effusive praise that we have throughout the entire Torah. Praise that's so important that we incorporate it as part of daily davening. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something so beautiful. He says, because the phrase of the praise looks a bit redundant. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, Yaakov? Mishkan osecha Yisrael, your dwelling places, Israel. Okay, I'm saying ohel, mishkan, is it not the same thing? Is it not the same dynamic? Yet again, the phrase incorporates both words. So of course, the simple answer is it was poetry, right? That Bilam was speaking in a poetic way. So sometimes there's a bit of redundancy. But the truth is there's no redundant or extra words in the Torah. And therefore says the Baal Shem Tov something absolutely beautiful. The ohel is something public. The ohel is what people can see. The mishkan very often is something that is obscured. Something that is much more internal. Even the Mishkan itself, the Ikar of the Mishkan, right? The Ikar of the Tabernacle, the mobile temple that we had in the desert. The major part of that was the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies was obscured from view. No one saw it except the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, once a year on Yom Kippur. Actually, this week's parsha, a parsha's Achremos. So the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. The Ohel is the part that everyone could see. It's external. The Mishkan is something private and internal. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu had two names. His birth name was Yaakov. But after the incredible struggle with the Ish, with the angel of Esav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a different name, Yisrael. And Yisrael means, for you fought with angels and were successful. Yaakov is a simple name. Yaakov is a name that he's given because when he comes out of his mother's womb, he's grabbing on to the heel of his brother Esav. Yaakov can't catch a break. Yaakov is always trampled upon. Yaakov is always pushed down. But Yisrael is a monarchical name. Yisrael, you fight with angels. You fight with angels. And you hold your ground. Says the Baal Shem Tov. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov. Sometimes we look at ourselves. Sometimes you look at the other. And you know, when you look at yourself and you look at the other, sometimes all you see is what's on the outside. The ohel. And sometimes the ohel just looks like Yaakov. The ohel looks so ordinary. Mishkin osecha Yisrael. Look a little deeper. And inside of every Jew, and inside of each of us, you won't find a simple, ordinary Yaakov. You'll find the Yisrael. You'll find someone who is so great that he could do battle with the angels. Not physical battle, but someone who is so great that he or she could find inner holiness that would rival the holiness of the angels. Sometimes we look at ourselves and we think that we are so ordinary because all we see is the ohel. And the ohel's nice. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov. It's nice. It looks very pretty. I'm a nice Yaakov. I'm a good Yaakov. Never be content with your ohel. Never be content with your Yaakov, but rather strive. Mishkin osecha Yisrael. Find your inner greatness. Find your inner Yisrael. Find your greatness that rivals the greatness of the angels and go and accomplish something great. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.